So I kill the goblin.
15 experience points.
What else? What else do I see in the cave?
You see 10 more goblins and a bog dog.
Oh.
There you go, guys. Should we stop now? We've been playing Dungeons & Dragons, the dice-based tabletop fantasy role-playing game, for what? 3 days straight now?
No, we can't stop now. My barbarian is nearly level 17. Just 50 more goblins.
Okay. The goblins move forward to attack.
Oh, I'm so hungry. Dazza, can you shovel food in my mouth?
Nah, I'm too tired to shovel.
I'm too tired to cook.
Shall we order pizza or something?
No money. Spent it all on glow-in-the-dark 20-sided dice.
I'm not even sure if it's daytime or night time. Is it Tuesday? Wednesday? Me doll form's junior soon.
So hungry, so tired. But we can't stop playing D&D. Must go up a level before we sleep.
If only we were bloody rich or something. Then we could have people bring us food, like quails and shit. Cooked in bloody batter with Gatorade served chilled from champagne flutes. That'd be wicked. And classy. And we could have, like, nudie French maids. And they could read us the articles from Ralph magazine with their romantic Gaelic accents.
We could never afford that. We're stuck with little food we have to cook for ourselves. Not enough time to play D&D. Jobs some of us are obliged to go to, which take up all our time.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, but the bloody rent's 3 months overdue.
Jeez, we're stuck paying for a place that we don't even own. All of us really want is to play Dungeons & Dragons and get to level 17. This isn't the Australian life my grandparents were promised when they migrated from Turkmenistan. Not fair. Who are they thinking of? Why aren't they thinking of us and our needs?
10 goblins hit your barbarian, Willie. 38 points of damage.
Oh, and all these distractions. I'm nearly dead now, see? My worries of the constant stress of real life nearly got my best D&D character ever killed. All the interruptions. I just want to get to level 17 so I can have an extra 2 hit points and a proficiency point in brewing. In brewing!
Life bloody ain't fair, Willie. The government doesn't think of us little battlers. If they were thinking about us like they said, why do they make submitting the bloody dole form so hard? Be a little humanitarian. Be fair to the little man. Last time I went to the Centrelink, the guy gave me the hairy eyeball because I make up those same 4 jobs every time. Makes me regret that I almost thought about registering to vote once.
We are getting screwed by the system, I agree. All this requirement to work and hand in doll forms, taking away valuable Dungeons & Dragons time.
And eating. That takes away D&D time too.
Oh, I hate the effort of having to eat. I have to chew, like, more than once. And swallowing, it's a mug's game.
I'm fine with dealing with the food once it reaches my body cavities, but having to cook, don't even get me started.
It's just not fair.
The government really isn't thinking about what its citizens need.
I kill a goblin DM, I swing my sword at him.
Are you sure, Willie, that could be an evil act?
How? He hit me.
Yeah, but you never know. He may have regretted it just afterwards. He may have hit you with his little goblin sword, felt that sudden rush of both elation and disgust, and then been revolted with himself. He may have regretted it, that one violent act, perhaps the first of his life. It may have given him such an epiphany that he became good in the moment, just before your sword struck, thus making you killing him an evil act.
That didn't work for the Wicked Witch of the East.
What do you mean?
Oh my god, how could I have lived my life this way all this time? I've hurt so many people, I vow to change my ways. From this day forth, I swear to help orphans and unleash my cats are cured to the public. Oh, what's that? Looks like a house.
Fine, the goblin is dead. You're not evil.
Yes, it's much closer to level 17. Besides, DM, I think there's a certain point where being a bit cruel to someone who's been a bit cruel to you, and you know, hurting someone else's feelings justified. I mean, what about breakups? Is breaking up with someone evil then? If they treat you badly, but regret it. No, it's warranted. You're protecting yourself, so you have the right to hurt someone else.
Oh, no, you can break up and not be evil. You don't even have to hurt someone's feelings. You can break up really nice.
Oh yeah? How?
Seriously, I know how. A girlfriend did it to me once.
What? It was a nice breakup. Well then, though I find it hard to believe, you must not have been such a bastard to her then.
Oh no, I was a bastard. See, we were at this nightclub.
Hey DM,
I'm going to go dance. Could you hold my handbag for a while?
I'm a pimp. I don't hold bitches' bags.
What?
Oh, sorry. I said I'm a pimp, and I don't hold bitches' bags. Look, didn't we clarify that in the car? I distinctly remember that conversation. The one where, you know, I said I was a pimp. You know, the one, you remember that? And I don't hold bitches' bags. Do you remember how I said that about the bitches' bags holding? You remember? You remember.
You seriously said that to her?
Hey, you might like to hold bitches' bags, but you're clearly not a pimp. Anyway, she broke up with me just after that, but it was really, really quite pleasant.
DM, I just came to say we're breaking up.
Oh no! Please, don't!
Look, here's a new girlfriend I found for you to replace me. She's a blonde. I know you like blondes.
Drasavutja!
She's Russian, by the way. I've always suspected that you've had a thing for that. She's a D-cup. I hope that's okay. And, I'm leaving all my stuff here because, really, it's been in your house for more than 3 months. So, by rights, I give up all my privileges to those belongings. Possession, 9/10, all that sort of thing. So I'm leaving now. And, I'll tell only nice things to your friends. And when asked, I'll lie to girls and tell them you have a large penis.
Wow, hey, thanks a lot. This is like the nicest breakup ever. You are a really nice chick, you know that?
Well, I didn't want to leave you in the lurch. I know how inconvenient breakups can be.
Well, wow, I mean, this really eases the pain.
Well, that's my job done. Oh, look, word of advice just before I head out the door. Natasia is a clinically diagnosed nymphomaniac. So, you know, drink a lot of fluids, keep your electrolyte count high, that sort of thing.
Are you Santa? Was I going out with Santa? You're Santa, aren't you? Or Mrs. Claus? Look, I'd try to pay you back and find you a boyfriend amongst one of my friends, but really, you know, you're better than that. That really did make the breakup as smooth and as painless as possible. I wish everyone broke up that way. There would just be peace on Earth, you know? I kinda wish now I didn't put all those private photos of her up on the internet that week after out of vengeance.
Anyway, blokes, getting distracted. Are we playing D&D? You know, I was watching Goodfellas the other day, as I do whenever I want to feel a bit gangster, and I was thinking about that bit when they were in prison, and they had all the food smuggled in, about how that really wouldn't be all that bad.
Oh my god! Dazza! That's genius!
What?
Prison!
He's right. In prison we wouldn't have to pay bills. We'd have all our own food cooked for us and provided. Sure, we would never see our friends or family, and we would spend all our time indoors, but that's our lives anyway. We wouldn't have to go to any sort of job. We could just play Dungeons & Dragons all day. I could be level 17 in no time, or even level 18.
Hey, you're right. Prison sounds sweet. No more dole forms. Prison was made for the little Aussie battler. The government is finally providing for me and my kind.
Why didn't we think of this sooner? We could have been living the lives of our dreams if we were just in prison.
But how to get to prison? How to get arrested?
We could go out on the street naked.
Nah, go out in the street naked and go to an airport.
Go to the airport naked and say that we have a bomb.
Then go to court naked.
Then appeal the decision naked.
Sounds good. So when should I strip off? Right now, just take off the buttons right now and, you know.
Well, on second thought, we don't need to do any of our crimes naked. You'll probably get in just as much trouble clothed.
Yeah, people would probably just think that we've arrived late for the fringe. Street performers, they'd scoff, and they'd walk past us disdainfully without giving us the time of day.
But okay, all we have to do is some kind of crime, and then we get to go to prison and live the D&D-filled lives of our dreams.
This is Lance Hendricks, and I hate the role-playing hour because they smell bad and they make my cocker spaniel uncomfortable.
Okay, so now we need to decide what kind of crime we're gonna do.
It has to be one that gets us sent straight to jail, like a cat with its tail on fire. Or a cat with a tail on fire who's on the sex offenders list and goes within 500 metres of a school.
I know. Why don't we dress up as Muslims and get on a plane and then start trying to take off our shoes on the plane? But the laces are tangled. We'd go to jail for sure. Oh, yeah, you know how intolerant people are of Muslims.
Why don't we list ourselves as WikiLeaks supporters and claim that we have information on Australian government to sell? They'll lock us right up for sure. That way, Ah, I'm so alternative.
Why don't we announce that we're gay, DM, and that we're married? We can only be de factos in Australia. Gays can't actually get married. Oh, that would be so telling when we get arrested then. Oh, I'm so liberal.
Oh, I've always thought you were very liberal, Dazza. It's fantastic.
Oh, why don't we try to get come here on boats like war-torn people from different countries? Then they'll lock us up forever then. Oh, what an in-your-face thing to get arrested for.
Oh, that's in-your-face.
All those things are kind of hard, though. Why don't we just go and, you know, kill a bunch of kids at a primary school?
Yeah, that'll do it.
Great. Okay, let's go.
Two court appearances later.
Welcome to Yatla, boys. You'll be spending the rest of your lives here. It's time for the walk of shame to yourselves.
Oh no! We've been humiliated enough, giving up all our civilian clothes, having our hair cut, wearing these uniforms, being cavity searched. Do we really have to walk down between the rows and rows of prison cells before we get to our own cage?
It's your introduction to prison life, boyo. Everyone has to do it. Now get moving.
Oh no, I can't stand to hear their taunts and jeers.
Come on, Dan, we just have to do it.
Okay.
Hey guys, how's it going? Nice to see you.
Oh, fuck you! You can't break me!
Hey fellas, you got really nice nails. Who's your stylist?
Get the hell away from me! I'm coming for you one night! I'm gonna stab your eyes out with a screwdriver! Just wait!
Hey, new guys, I can ask in my cell every Friday night, huh? Everyone's welcome. You guys can be on my team.
Fuck you, asshole. You're not getting your grubby hands on my life, young buddy.
Here's your cell, boys. Get in there.
Well, here we are in prison.
Yeah, we should really start playing D&D. If only Willy was here.
Yeah. She went to the women's prison. We really should have thought about that before we killed those kids.
Yeah, no shit.
Hey, guys.
Willy! How did you get in here?
Oh, I just climbed over the fence from the women's prison.
Great! Oh, now we just have to survive life amidst all these hardcore criminals and unrelenting screws, and we can start playing D&D and never stop for... How long are we in here again for again?
Life imprisonment, dude.
For life!
All our dreams have come true. Now, do you have your 20-sided dice?
No, the screws found them in the cavity search.
Damn. Well, make some then, right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, arts and crafts. I was always pretty good at that. Martha Stewart. We just need something soft and easy to carve.
Like soap?
Oh, Willy. Genius. Everybody! To the showers!
All right, prisoners. Just leave your clothes here and proceed into the showers.
There we go. This uniform isn't my colour anyway.
There's mine, sir. It has my name sewn on the inside collar there. Ashley Dudnell. Now, into the showers to find some soap so I can make some nice 20-sided dye. Oh, yeah.
Hey, blokes, look! A naked woman just walked into the showers amidst all us hardened lifetime prisoners.
Well, mate, show some respect. It's not every day we get a lady in here. Turn your back.
Oh, right. Oh, of course. Sorry, ma'am.
No problem. So, DM, you found any soap?
Yes. Here's some now. I'll just carve the basic polyhedron shape. Oh, slippery. Oh, I dropped it. Damn.
Here you go, fella. Let me pick that up for ya.
Oh, ta. Now, I carve the 1 and the 20. Oh, dropped it again.
Don't worry, mate. I'll bend down and get it for ya. Here you are.
Oh, thanks a lot. Now I just need to carve the rest of the numbers. Oh, damn it. Gah, I keep dropping the soap.
No problem, matey. I'll just grab it for you. There you go, little tiger.
Thanks. You're a real champ.
Well, I wouldn't want to give convicted multiple rapists of men who've been in prison for 20 years without sex a bad name. A little politeness goes a long way in here. That's what I always say.
Okay, well, one 20-sided die should be enough.
Shall we go, Willie?
Oh, wait. I was just taking a moment to have a proper shower. Let me finish soaking my breath and my entire body while this hot water runs sensuously down my body.
Okay, but hurry up. I want to play some D&D.
Oops. Sorry, ma'am. I inadvertently turned around and got a look at you by mistake. Won't happen again.
Oh, don't worry about it, big fella.
No, I really feel embarrassed now. I don't want to give attractive young women the impression that they can't shower at Yatla.
No problem. Your hospitality has been perfect. And I'm sure it's nothing that you haven't seen before. Now, just finish rubbing the soap on my erect nipples and there we go. Okay, DM, we can go back to the cells.
Finally.
It's almost dinner time, fellas. You better get down to the mess hall.
The mess hall? Can't we just have our food in our cells? Couldn't you just bring it down?
Yeah, okay. Run along now.
Soon.
Ah, chicken and rice risotto from Lean Cuisine. This is a life. Eating in our cells, playing D&D.
Yeah, mate. Look at all these new friends we've made to play D&D with us. There's Benchtop Barry, the convicted serial killer. Orson Orangutan, the sex criminal who rapes and dismembers women. And one of those Snowtown bodies in the barrel guys.
Maya Wizard casts Acid Storm!
Oh, not yet, Snowtown guy, not yet. I told you, next level you get Acid Storm.
Ah, oh, I can never cast Acid Storm!
Here you go, Willy. Have another sword plus one. Oh, I don't need it.
Oh, wow, awesome orangutan, that's so nice.
Yeah, I like to give women swords. Sharp, long, pointy swords.
We don't have to pay rent or bills. We're here with good friends. We're fed, and we can play D&D for as long as we like.
Lights out.
But I need a drink of water.
Okay, one drink of water, but then it's lights out.
Guys, pro tip, I don't really need a drink of water. He's going to be waiting all night.
One thing I didn't figure on was being so hot in here. I'm boiling. You guys mind if I take my top off and just sit around in my bra?
Not at all.
Awesome, the orangutan, can you help me take off my top? The buttons are at the back.
Okay, just hold out your arm. That's right.
Ah, that's better. Now I can feel like I have air on my skin.
Would you like a massage?
Sure. Oh, that's good. You really know your way to make your way around a woman's body.
Oh, I know.
Lucky you're not in here with Pajama Jim. He made a suit out of a woman's skin and danced around in it. If you asked him to take off your top, he'd strip your whole torso clean and wear the remainder like a still-twitching polo top.
Gee, thanks, Snowtown guy. You're a barrel of laughs.
Yes, sir, and you can take that to the bank. Oh, I see what you did there. Oh, very good.
Hello, hello, hello. And what are you doing in here?
Oh, we're just playing Dungeons & Dragons past curfew with a bunch of high security felons and a woman who snuck in from next door and is only wearing a bra.
Yeah, mate, and I'm smoking a bit of weed.
You can't do that. It's banned.
Can't do what, precisely?
You can't play Dungeons & Dragons in prison. It's forbidden by prison regulations.
What?
This is John Rhys Davis, and I hate the role-playing hour. Ah! They're eating my legs.
What do you mean? We can't play Dungeons & Dragons in prison.
Dungeons & Dragons is a gang activity. We don't encourage gangs here. We've eliminated D&D from within the prison walls thanks to our war on D&D, just like the Waupun Correctional Institution in Wisconsin, USA. And that is real. You can look that shit up on Google.
No D&D, but gang activity?
We're confiscating your D&D materials.
But my 96-page handwritten campaign setting...
Confiscated. We know that you D&D gangs are like. You're trying to recruit others by passing around your D&D publications and touting the rush you get from the game.
But we weren't recruiting. We just needed a bard so that we could charm a dryad into letting us pass the gate of eternal doom.
It's true. They tried recruiting me. Look at all of us in here, conspiring like a gang. I haven't seen this many bodies in one tiny room since... Well, you know when.
Okay, that's enough, Snowtown guy. You are not allowed to have rules or dogma related to Dungeons & Dragons because it promotes fantasy role-playing, competitive hostility, violence, addictive escape behaviours, and possibly gambling.
That's not true. I just wanted to play an elf barbarian in D&D so I could get to level 17 and be better than stupid Daz's character. All I had to do was cut a few dozen more goblins into pieces with my sword and I would have got there. But you have to let me play. You just have to let me play. I need this. It's not the only thing. It's the only thing that I've got going on in my life. Of course, in a game, I could still be killed by a monster instead of reaching level 18 because the dice introduces a certain random element. But that's a chance of failure, and it just adds to the thrill.
See?
Look, D&D's not bad. Just let me explain it. Benchtop Barry here. He's having a fantasy time. He's having a fantasy fun time. You see, in the game, he's playing a thief. And in the game, he just backstabbed a man so we could steal a key to escape. To escape a dungeon, I mean. An evil dungeon. Evil people put us in there in the dungeon. Look, it's okay to kill the people because it says they're evil on this piece of paper in the dungeon. In the dungeon, not the prison, the dungeon.
Uh-huh. In the game, you're in a dungeon.
Yes, but we're only in a dungeon because we had no money. We went there and we got trapped. But we were going to escape and kill everyone and take their stuff and sell it. See? So it's okay. It's harmless fantasy. A prison is not a dungeon. A dungeon's nothing like a prison. One has cells and narrow passages, and the other one has tight hallways and rooms with bars on them.
Uh-huh. And what are you fighting here? What does this say? A fear guard?
Well, yes, but he's not a prison guard. I mean, it's a fear guard. It guards fear. Our ultimate goal is to destroy the boss of the dungeon, though, you see?
No. Who's the boss of the dungeon?
The Dark Queen.
Uh-huh. So you're simulating killing guards and killing everyone in the dungeon so you can achieve your ultimate goal of killing the Queen.
Yes, we just want to kill the Dark Queen. The Dark Queen, not Elizabeth Regina.
That's it. No D&D.
Oh, but come on. We're not talking about the actual prison. It's harmless. Look, Willie here, look in the game, Willie was just about to kill a bog dog. You don't have bog dogs here, do you?
My name is Bog Dog. Do you want to kill me? It's a proud Nordic name. Bog Dog Bogdogson. I'm from Sweden, and you're planning to kill me?
No, it's just fantasy. D&D stops us from engaging in undesirable activities by engaging us here. Like, I was meant to go out and make number plates today. That's completely undesirable. I don't want to do that. I don't desire that at all. So it's much better that I'm here playing D&D.
What she means is, it's harmless. It's just fun. You should just let us play.
Look, I know how this works. You're the dungeon master, right?
Well, yes.
You give orders to all of these guys, and that mimics the behaviour of a gang. D&D fosters behaviour that is incompatible with any penological system.
It's completely incompatible with penology?
Completely incompatible with penology.
A penologist would say that?
I am a penologist, and I completely agree. Penology and D&D, they have no place together.
Damn penologists, damn their penology, and damn their penological systems.
Playing D&D is a gang activity, and it's escapism, and it could encourage your attempts at a real-life escape from here.
But why would we want to escape if we can play D&D in here?
It's banned. I'm confiscating all your D&D stuff. No Dungeons and Dragons in prison. Get over it.
Oh, screw you! You're screwed! You take away my D&D! I'll kill your family!
I can't believe they think that D&D encourages violent behaviour.
Well, we did kill a bunch of kids just so we can get in here and play D&D.
Yeah, but that's beside the point.
Oh, I'm so unhappy. My D&D books are lost. Why can't they be replaced? Like when I lost that girlfriend.
Oh, you mean the other girl that broke up with you and then gave you a new girlfriend as a parting gift as well?
Not quite. Oh, Nastasia, I'm so sad. All these months of cancer and now you're fading. Oh, duh. But the main thing is, DM, before I died, I learnt the taste of love. Nastasia? Nastasia! Nastasia!
Hello, DM.
Who are you?
Oh, honey, I'm your new girlfriend.
What the?
Yes, you see, when your old girlfriend got Natasia as a replacement when she left, Natasia came with a warranty. So if something bad happened to Natasia within 3 years due to a design fault, such as sudden death from cancer, then an instant replacement girlfriend of equal or greater cup size is sent right over. And that's me.
A warranty?
Sure. Want to have sex to test me out?
Oh. Oh, old ex-girlfriend. Oh, wow, you are the best. Oh, thank you for breaking up with me. Oh, thank you so much. Come here, you. A little to the left.
Like that?
You're squashing me. Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Duh! Is anybody there? Oh, wait, I was right about in the vinegar strokes.
Oh, but if she's waking up, should I just go?
No, I mean, you're all fresh. She's all cancerified. They had to cut off that left breast, you know. Here, could you just reach over with that pillow there and...
Sure thing.
Thank you. Now we'll just get back to...
Oh, that's good. Pass me that defibrillator. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
The nicest girl ever to break up with me.
Now I'm kind of sorry I burned her all the stuff and pushed dog poop into her letterbox for 3 years straight.
Well, mates, what do we do now?
I don't know. No D&D in prison. I'm going to go crazy. I can't breathe. Let me out. Let me out.
Willie's right. We're going to have to escape.
Right. And how the bloody hell do we do that? It'd be like me escaping from my lower class lack of education, borderline poverty, and 15 generations of dole bludging. Bloody difficult.
Did you say you're a dole bludger? I can help you escape.
Shut up, Snowtown guy.
Well, to escape, maybe I could find one of the female guards and seduce her. Once she falls in love with my manly ways, I'll steal the keys as we're doing it like monkeys through the bars, and then, as she looks at me with a broken heart and eyes shocked by betrayal, Willie, you can karate chop her, then you can put on her uniform, and you can lead us out of here like Chewbacca thing, that scene with Chewbacca.
Right, seduce the female guard. So they're in here all day with these hardened criminals who are in prison because they're unable to control their raging testosterone and their masculine urges and have nothing to do all day but work out until they have rock-hard abs and tree trunk-like arms. And the hypothetical female prison guard will look right past them and think, hey, who's that balding guy with the skinny legs and a little paunch that hangs over his belt with skin the colour of three-day-old porridge if someone dripped tomato sauce in to simulate pimples? And who always has slightly unpleasant odour of manseed spilled with great haste due to moments of infantile frustration as he stares at pictures of big-breasted Brazilian women who have never given him the time of day if they weren't in MPEGs. And she'll just go, yeah, I'll have me some of that.
It could happen.
All these other guys probably have FC, Willie. It's jail. Everyone has FC. Trust me, it's popular. It's like the Zumba of prison.
I'd rather have Hep C than have to sit above pale twig legs as I gyrate upon a wet noodle sticking from beneath a belly shaped like a toad's gullet, expanded mid-croak and frozen that way forever. I jangle on his bones and that giant gut of the colour of a zombie's rolled back eyeball bounced against my badge.
Fair enough.
Different plan, DM.
Okay, I think the best way to escape would be... to start some kind of riot.
But we'll never be able to unite all the disparate factions in the prison. These are all hardened criminals. Why would they listen to us?
We'll find a way. Perhaps the listener can suggest a way. Listener, if you were jailed, how would you escape? Some elaborate scheme with a grapnel, pitons, and crampons? Would you tunnel into the earth like some kind of mole ant, carrion crawler, or Zorn? Explosives? How would you do it? How would you escape? If you can think of a way, then call in now on 8303-5000 and suggest it to us live on air. You're listening to Willie, Dazza, and the DM here on The Role Playing Hour on 101.5 FM, Radio Adelaide. We can be emailed during the week at theroleplayinghour@hotmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook, where there is a tab to hear over 200 clips from the show. Or you can search for the clips directly by Googling The Role Playing Hour and finding our Reverb Nation profile. There might even be a MySpace, but that's embarrassing. Just forget about that.
A MySpace DM, you disgust me.
Anyway, just look us up. That's R-O-L-E, then a hyphen, The Role Playing Hour. But right now, think of a good way to escape from prison and then call in and tell us. That number again is 8303-5000. And we'll be right back with you live on air just after this musical break.
This is Lance Henriksen, and I hate The Role Playing Hour, and I can sometimes be quite scary. So you should listen to me. No bullshit. I love to curse.
This is John Rhys Davies, and I hate The Role Playing Hour because they smell like a dirty girl's pants. Why would I hate a dirty girl's pants? You've got the wrong dwarf there, laddie.
Okay, so no callers, but I wonder why, huh? So floating, rising. Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, you can still call in 8303-5000. Now, Willie, you believe the callers should call in. You were telling me your theory why they should call in during the break. And why do you believe callers should call in? What was it that you were personally saying there was a very good reason?
Well, thanks for putting me on the spot, DM. I think there's a really good reason, because they should subscribe to Radio Adelaide this month.
Oh, I don't have to do the subscriber thing. That's fantastic. No, yes. Okay, no, that is serious face. Radio Adelaide, you know, it's not like we're going under, necessarily. I mean, you know, we've sprung a few leaks, maybe, but we're not sinking completely. No, it is, you know, it's supported by the community. It's why it's called a community station. We need the hard-earned dollars of people who have money that they should spend on better things than community radio to keep us alive. And so you can subscribe to Radio Adelaide and become a part of that community. Subscribing is not a bad idea. It's only $52 a year or $26 concession, and you get a magazine sent out to your home, your house, your postal address, your cave, and you can read about Radio Adelaide Time News. Plus, you can go into a draw to win a prize. Yes, if you subscribe this month, you can win 400 bazoos in double passes to gigs, plus $200 in food and drinks to use at the Gov. In 2011, it's worth $600. That's actually one of the best prizes I've seen here, because you could just go there, get really drunk, to like, you could just choose the worst act at the Gov, just like go to see, I don't know, who's just really old and sad nowadays. Bob Dylan probably plays to an audience of one now, doesn't he, Bob Dylan? He's like, yeah, I'm trying to be deep, and you just be like, yay, Bob! Be the one fan there, drinking $200 worth of booze. Go, Bob!
I reckon that was me dad.
I didn't know you're still alive. Oh, your dad's Bob Dylan. Ah.
And me mum.
Ah.
That's two.
The two Bob Dylan fans, I see, yes. No, actually the Gov seems to have all the best acts there, so you can win that by subscribing. There's a special also role-playing hour prize. You see, being the fascist state that we are here, if you do call in and subscribe, 8303-5000 during business hours, or Google Radio Adelaide and look there, if you do subscribe, then you'll be interrogated by our Gestapo-like lady at the front desk, and she'll say, "Who made you subscribe? Why are you subscribing, punk? Suck a golf ball through a garden hose!" And you say, "Well, it was a role-playing hour." And then, you know, we might get to stay on air. Or, you know, and then you'll also win a prize from us. And your prize from us is that we will write a show about you. We'll feature a show about you, your name. You know, if you like, you could even come into the station and be on the show. But or we could just write about you, celebrating your Eunice and everything that is you about you. So if you subscribe, you go into the draw to win that Gov prize, and you can feature on a show. And wouldn't you love to win the subject matter is the same as it is today. Cheap, dark jokes and really bad, dirty joke. Yes, it'd be fantastic. So, that's what you can do. And I let that go on for a while, didn't I? What do you have to say about it, Lance?
This is Lance Henriksen, and I hate the role-playing hour, and I can sometimes be quite scary. So you should listen to me. No bullshit.
You said that before, Lance. You gotta say something original. Jesus. Don't even know what the problem is.
This is K9. Though this unit is incapable of emotion, I calculate that the role-playing hour has a 98% probability of causing feelings of hate and distress in any sentient life form.
So anyway, I was at this Bob Dylan concert, and apparently we have to escape from the man. Apparently the man's bad. That's what he taught me. It was a new lesson I learned. It was quite a... It was something... The man... Don't work for the man if you can.
No, the man's bad.
Work elsewhere instead of for the man. Go to some sort of work placement program that places you a certain distance from the man. Okay! So, we gotta go out into the prison yard, okay? We gotta coordinate some kind of riot, some kind of mass breakout. Like on my face, like what I had on my face when I was 15. Mass breakout.
Anything, DM, anything. If I can't play Dungeons & Dragons in prison because D&D is too much like a gang activity, then goddammit, I don't even want to be in prison at all.
Yeah, bloody good luck getting the attention of all these hardened criminals, though, DM.
Yeah, this yard is full of the worst of the worst. Over there, you see, those guys, they're the Magic the Gathering card game gang.
Come over here and I'll tap your mind onto your bleed, bitch!
Over there, they're the Connect Four.
Oh, Pop Red, four in a row, motherfucker!
Over here, these guys are really bad. This gang are the Dig Dugs. They like to play that old Atari video game, Dig Dug.
Look at me the wrong way, I'll shoot you with my laser till you grow larger and eventually explode, man, unless I stop shooting you, in which case you stay large, and I don't even know what the metaphor means, that's how crazy threatening I am!
And over here, these guys, they really like the board game Operation.
I'll tear your dick off, put it in a sandwich, and feed the sandwich to my dog, man!
That wasn't... That threat wasn't even related to the game Operation in any way. And it'll be, you know, it'd be really easy to make a threat based on the game Operation. It's about operations. You could say, I'm going to tear out your Adam's apple. That's a part you take out in Operation.
I'm going to shove my tweezers into your orifice until your nose glows bright with agony. Could
yes.
have been done, that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to help remove the water on your knee. Oh, really? That's what the Operation game is? So what's the one where you tear the dick out and put it in a sandwich?
I don't know. I'm not sure, really.
Shit, man. I'm going to have to rename a gang.
Was he thinking of Uno, maybe?
No, I don't think he did that in Uno.
Jeez, a lot of things in prison are gang activities.
Well, yeah, it's not just D&D. It seems every nostalgic 80s and early 90s toy property attracted its own unpleasant element. But jeez, it's going to be a tough job uniting all these disparate ideologies.
Nah, a lot of blokes looking at you, DM.
Yeah, I wonder why that is.
Hey there, DM.
Hi.
Hey, DM.
Hello.
Hey there, DM.
Hey, Cliff.
Hey, DM. You're the one who hosted that popular science show, right?
Yeah, yep, that was me.
Hey, guys. This is the man who hosted that popular science show.
What popular science show that did you used to host, DM? You never told me about that.
Oh, it was this show. It was called Geckos. How Does That Shit Work? Yeah, every episode was like about geckos and how their shit works. It went for 8 years.
Oh, mate, I used to love that show. It was freaking great learning how gecko shit works.
Geez, well, popular science programs, popular in prison. Who knew?
It's because bogans like to pretend they're educated, probably. And they get all their info to talk about at the barbecues from popular science and nature shows on Foxtel.
You know, I would have done a ninth year, but we kind of peaked when we learned how gecko shit worked in episode 3 of year 1.
Do you know any other scientific facts in that?
Well, 50% of the Earth's oxygen is produced by plankton. That's something I learned.
50%? Shit. Well, I'm glad we killed most of those bastard whales then. Motherfuckers was trying to suffocate us all. Had it coming.
Mate, this bloke is heap smart. He told me once that geckos was a lizard, and I always thought they was an avian.
Well, I read it in a book, you know. I didn't actually do the research that revealed a lizard wasn't an avian. That credit has to go to someone else.
Nah, mate, you're just really smart. Tell us something else. We're listening.
Yeah, we're listening!
Well, I do have this one story. See, Once, I had the honor of interviewing author of the best-selling book The God Delusion, Richard Dawkins, on my show. Yeah, let me remember. Hello, Mr. Richard Dawkins, and thanks for coming on our show, Geckos, How Does That Shit Work?
No problem. It's a delight to be here.
Now, Mr. Dawkins, you claim that there is no God, and that, in fact, we evolved from monkeys. If so, then where do you think that humankind developed its basic sense of morality? Can there be a right and wrong, a good and evil, without some sort of higher deity? And how does it feel to Tom Baker's joke deleted out of sensitivity to Richard Dawkins, Lala Ward, and Tom Baker?
Excuse me?
Oh, you're married to Lala Ward, who used to play Romana on the TV series Doctor Who? Before she was married to you, she was briefly married to the most popular Doctor Who ever, Tom Baker. Now, the fossils of trilobites from the early Cambrian period, 526 million years ago, disprove creationist arguments that the world can only be a few thousand years old, yet in the United States of America, and even in some public schools in the UK, Christian pressure groups are pushing for the teaching of creationism. How does it feel after Tom Baker... joke deleted out of sensitivity to Richard Dawkins, Lala Ward, and Tom Baker.
Listen, this really isn't what I...
No. A more serious question. If evolution is true, then we walk in the path of all our ancestors, growing gradually in complexity from the earliest cellular life. And indeed, our path continues. As you have walked in Tom Baker's path, do you ever think that has where Tom Baker... joke deleted out of sensitivity to Richard Dawkins, Lala Ward, and Tom Baker.
This is appalling. I've been interviewed by creationist fools from all over the world, and this is without a doubt the worst.
They say that after a certain amount of regular joke deleted out of sensitivity to Richard Dawkins, Lala Ward, and Tom Baker, a woman's retains the shape of the last Lala Ward's shaped like Tom Baker's. And does that mean in some way your almost touched the most holy joke deleted out of sensitivity to Richard Dawkins, Lala Ward, and Tom Baker. May I touch your joke deleted out of sensitivity to Richard Dawkins, Lala Ward, and Tom Baker. Mr. Dawkins, please. Mr. Dawkins. May I touch your joke deleted out of sensitivity to Richard Dawkins, Lala Ward, and Tom Baker. Mr. Dawkins.
Does the vagina really maintain the shape?
That shit's like memory foam. And he never told me how Gecko shit worked. We had to wait a whole two more episodes until we found a cheap copy of the Children's Encyclopedia of Backyard Animals at a garage sale.
Anyway, DM, if you have these guys' attention, then you shouldn't reminisce about offending some of the most clever, moral and progressive people on the planet who never did anything to deserve it. And you could crush your puny mind with their mighty genius. You should talk to the inmates, unite them in a common cause, start a riot so we all can escape.
Oh yeah, right. Fellow inmates! Yes, all right, yes. I was on a popular science program, so you should listen to me. In this prison, we are being oppressed. And what did we do to be oppressed besides stealing, hurting, and murdering? Nothing! I wanted to play Dungeons and Dragons, but they cruelly took that away from me. There's nothing else to do in here. And they also took away your magic cards, your Connect Four, and whatever the game about the dick sandwich was. Apart, we are crushed under the boot heel of Mighty Joe Screw, but together we can fight back against the man, like Bob Dylan taught me. We can take over this prison, and then, once it's under our control, we can bust out! You know, out there, it's wall-to-wall Connect Four! There are, whatever that game with the dick sandwich was, you know, it's from floor to ceiling, presumably. You can game to your heart's content, and waste your life in the prison of idle leisure instead of wasting your life in the prison
that's actually a prison. So, who's with me? Who wants to unite? Who wants to take down the man? Oh, who wants freedom? You can be like Braveheart, except instead of dying for the ideal of freedom for the Scottish people, you can die for the ideal of freedom to play Dig Dug. Well, that went surprisingly well.
You're a natural.
I guess all that being a dungeon master did actually teach me some of the skills needed to lead gangs. Oh, they're all worked up now. I better tell them to actually do something. People! It is time! Fight the power! Let me hear you say, fight the powers that be! As the rhythm designed to bounce, what counts is that the rhyme's designed to fill your mind. Now that you've realized the pride's arrived, we got to pump the stuff to make our stuff and fuck the police! Coming straight from the underground, young nigga got it bad, cause I'm brown, and not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill the minority.
Oh, look, they're attacking, the riots started.
They seem to be bloody bitch slapping the guards and shit.
Yeah, armies of magic card gangs aren't as tough as I thought. Hey, connect four guys, hit him with the... Oh, that looked like it hurt.
Hey, I just remembered the name of the dick sandwich in a dick and a sandwich game. It was...
Oh, damn. I really wanted to know what that was. Well, we should maybe go into the corner here because this really isn't going so well.
DM, Willie and Dazza?
Yes?
Yep.
Oi, I've just come to tell you. Those children you murdered, they are actually Muslim boat people children... working for WikiLeaks, who wanted to have a gay marriage when they grew up.
Oh.
Yes. They were a major threat to the American, I mean Australian, security. By killing them all, you did a great service. We're letting you go. All charges dropped, and the Queen would like to give you a medal.
But can a child really be called a Muslim, really? Richard Dawkins, in his book, did have a point there. They haven't had time to choose.
DM, ixnay on the etching us out away from the children murderlay.
Oh, right, of course.
So you're free to go. Right now, if you like. And here's some complimentary pudding.
Ooh. Well... oh, they're still there. Yes. Bye, guys! No need to riot now. So you can go and stop if you want. I'm getting out, yes. I'm getting out anyway. So I don't really care about the cause. But it was really nice of you to do that for me. But yeah, you can stop and return to your misery now.
Hey, maybe we can sell the medals the Queen gives us and pay for our rent and pay for some more fast food so we can play D&D again.
Nah, this complimentary pudding isn't very good.
Ugh! Jail just sucks, doesn't it? You know, your jail just really sucks, do you know that? Look, you're not even trying, are you? Your jail's just really crap. No fun at all.
Sorry, guys. Shall I take the pudding back?
No. Look, if the choice is between... jail pudding or no pudding, fuck off.